So if you you know, if you're on Amazon Music or Spotify or whatever the case may be, is you can go take a look at this now and get your own copy and really enjoy some classic tunes sung by none other than our next guest on the Minuteman Press guest line, Debbie Boone. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to our program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's so great to talk with you. I love exploring folks who have just had a long, stellar, and somewhat varied career. We're very familiar with a lot of, you know, pop artists or whatever. You know, they have a flash and they're popular for a year or two and then they disappear. That has never been the case with Debbie Boone. You went from the pop charts to the country charts to the Christian charts to just about every genre, I think, sort of probably short of perhaps urban and hip hop. But that's a long career. That is incredible. Starting way back in your teens, and of course, you come from a musical family, Debbie. Did you ever dream it would be this big, this long?
I had my dreams, but no, I could never have imagined what would happen with me. And, I still have to pinch myself when I look back, and some of it happened so long ago that my husband will go, "You don't remember that you did this or you did that?" And I'm like, "No, I have no recollection." But it's been really exciting, and I've loved the variety of it, honestly.
Well, Pat, your father obviously had been performing, I'm assuming, since as long as you can remember. So that must have had some influence over your early life and when you thought that was maybe the course of success you wanted to pursue. Were there ever anything else growing up as a child, Debbie? Did you want to be a chef or, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer? Kids sometimes have their dreams vary a little bit as they're growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I changed my idea of what I wanted to be many times. A veterinarian was one thing because I loved animals, and then I found out the kind of schooling that went into that. I wanted to be a beautician because I liked my dolls and playing with hair, you know, so it changed, on a whim on a regular basis. But we were singing from as far back as I can remember, and I loved singing with my sisters. And then we got in the act with my dad, and I loved performing. And then it became a pretty clear path for me.
The sort of exploratory stuff that went on with your family, back then it was not uncommon for many families to actually have a pretty successful career together. The Osmonds, the Jackson Five, all those types of people. Was there anything that gelled as far as your family group performing, or was it just, you know, as much for fun as it was for being there on the stage, and eventually everybody knew they were going to go off and do other stuff?
Well, that is pretty much what happened. I mean, we started performing as a family mostly as a means of my dad not being gone all the time. Mm-hmm. He thought, well, let's bring him out and we can all be together and see exciting places and create beautiful music. And then they'll all, you know, get married and have their families and that'll be that. And that was not the story with me. But we really enjoyed what we did as a family, and we took it very seriously, and we got really good at it. I mean, my sisters and I could really sing and really do some beautiful harmony work and learned to be dedicated performers. But as they got married and started having kids, the family act no longer made sense. And it was right at the time that Mike Kerb of Warner Kerb Records was trying to encourage me to go out on my own. And it happened very naturally.
It also happened very fast for most of us out there in the music world. Debbie Boone was a name we might have heard in association with Pat or just from performances that were going on. And all of a sudden, You Light Up My Life was on the top of the Billboard charts for seeming ever. Most people don't rocket right to the top as fast as you did.
Right. No, it was a big surprise, mostly to me. I think I didn't see it coming, and I had to ride that wave as it hit. And it's really been exciting ever since. And now I'm still out there doing it with a new record and a reissue of You Light Up My Life on this new streaming record.
Well, I noted that it's the final cut on there. It would not be a Debbie Boone album if it didn't have that on there, I don't think, to some people. But some of the other ones, give us just a quick backstory about some of the other cuts that are on there, because, you know, after You Light Up My Life, people may have lost a little track of all the things that were going on, and you performed with a lot of folks and made, you know, a lot of these cuts on the album. Parts of your repertoire, which is why they're there, because you sang you name the stars, but there's just a myriad of them.
Well, yeah, my dad performed in Vegas in the 60s, and that was the most iconic age in Las Vegas with the Rat Pack and all the glitz and glamour, and that's the feel of this album, is the kind of music you would have heard from showrooms in Las Vegas. And when I perform them live, I get to tell stories of having worked with Frank Sinatra and I was friends with Dean Martin's daughter and son, and tell those stories, and working with Sammy Davis Jr. and lots of great stories of the people from that time that I got to work with or meet back then. And then the music that you would have heard in those showrooms, I just wanted the fun of it. And I think we achieved that on this album.
Well, we played a couple of cuts here leading into the segment, and we'll play one more going out here, Debbie. But the album is a re-release, Swing This. And I understand now that it's in association with Time Life. So it's kind of wherever you look for it, you should be able to find it.
That's correct. And I'm very grateful that Time Life decided to get it out there so more people can finally hear it.
And so all people got to do is search it on their favorite music platform. And it's right. Just Swing This is the title of the album. And I think people are going to love it. It's full of classics and more importantly, maybe full of Debbie Boone. And it's just great to have you on the air here with us today, visiting, catching up a little bit, and going over what is certainly a very successful career. We wish you many more years of success, Debbie.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day. God bless.